This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. From rescuers trying to free six trapped coal miners in Utah, the message is, don't lose hope. Last night, workers finished drilling into a mountain down more than 1,800 feet, reaching what they thought was the cavern where the miners were trapped. But it appears the drill might have strayed into an abandoned cavern nearby. Now here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
Families waited anxiously for news after the drill finally made it into the mine. That happened around 10 p.m. Crews lowered a microphone but found no signs of life. Assistant Secretary of Labor for Mine Safety and Health Richard Stickler says don't read too much into that.
Now, there's no reason to lose hope. There are certainly possibilities that these miners are still alive.
Stickler says the small 2.5-inch drill that was used may have strayed from its intended course while drilling through the rock.
The advantage of the 2.5-inch hole was it was fast. The disadvantage is it's not as accurate. We can't steer it. We don't have good control over it.
Crews are drilling a second 8.5-inch hole. As of this morning, they were about 2/3 of the way down. Murray Energy Corporation Vice President Rob Moore says a drill bit this big won't stray, and it's more flexible.
With the directional drilling device that we're using on this hole, it gives us a much higher probability of hitting exactly where we have targeted to hit.
There are no estimates when the large hole will be completed, but at the present rate, it could happen within the next day. About 30 minutes away in the small town of Huntington, insurance agent Lori Prince is coloring a sign that reads, "Pray for our six and their families."
This morning we started to hear maybe some negative things about thinking that they weren't okay, and we just want to make sure everybody keeps their hope up and has faith because we believe that they're alive and that they're going to be found. A lot of people have been honking while they've been going by, so they feel the same.
The owner of the mine has said many times that if the men survived the initial collapse and subsequent shifts in the mountain, they should have enough air and water to survive for a week or more. Jeff Brady, NPR News, at the Crandall Canyon Mine in Utah.